tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. Alhamdulillah, we come to you in the wonderful company of our esteemed colleague, Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Madani Hafizahullah, Jazakullah Sayyidi, for partaking in the program. And I hope our viewers out there, you are well and in the best of health and iman. Alhamdulillah. And we hope wherever you are, whichever part of the world you are connecting from, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep you and your family well. Ameen. Bijahi Nabiyil Ameen. Alhamdulillah, another wonderful topic of discussion today, and that has to do with our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How often do we make the dhikr of Allah azza wa jal? And this is, we're going to discuss the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ultimate goal of Islam is to connect man to God, to Allah. And this connection establishes the moment one enters into the folds of Islam and reverts to the Lord Almighty with utmost sincerity. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, before we dive deep in the concept of Zikrullah, yes, as we have mentioned, Zikrullah, the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, we shouldn't forget the Zikr Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as Allah Azza wa Jal says to the beloved Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the hadith, إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي, that whenever I am remembered, you'll be remembered with me, subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jal joined the name of the beloved Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with his name.
Subhanallah.
إِذْ قَالَ الْمُؤَذِّنُ فِي الْخَمْسِ أَشْهَدُ. And the proof of it, whenever the muazzin says, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, he also said, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Subhanallah. This is how Allah Azza wa Jal has ordained his beautiful deen, where the remembrance of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is always joined with the remembrance of Allah. Speaking of the remembrance of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one beautiful way to remember him and to make his zikr is through the recitation of the Durood in the court of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which we always do in the beginning of every episode. And inshallah, today as well, let's begin with the recitation of Salat al-Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In this regard, there is a beautiful hadith where the beloved Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives us hope that on the day of judgment, meaning the day which will be horrific, he says, on that day of judgment, the closest one to me will be that person who would have recited the most durood upon me. So let's recite together. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. As we are mentioning, the connection that we should have, Sayyidi, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator. And if one stays steadfast on iman and does these actions which please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then every coming moment this connection becomes stronger and stronger. And it carries on until he leaves this world and meets his creator Azza wa Jal, while he Azza wa Jal is pleased with him.
Subhanallah.
This is the ultimate goal of a believer, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and meet him in the state where Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with him. Inshallah, first of all, you know, we should make sincere tawbah and repentance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one way of remembering Allah and knowing who we need to report to. You know, when with regards to our life, we ultimately report to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Absolutely.
If we have committed any wrong, then it is about time that we submit in the court of Allah and ask him for true repentance, ask him for forgiveness. And the true repentance is a means to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, And without it, one can never taste the sweetness of Iman. According to the Holy Quran, which again is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The entire Quran is the remembrance of Allah. The Quran says, when one makes sincere repentance and makes his habit to turn to his Lord after every misdeed, he becomes beloved of Allah. And Quran says in this regard, Allah loves those who are constantly repentant and loves those who purify themselves.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And this is our way, sure way to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes. On that level where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins to love that bondman who's repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And together with that, Mahasab, you know, one also must always remind themselves of the purpose in this world. Exactly. Why are they put into this world? And that is the Holy Quran teaches us. That is our purpose over here, is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Definitely. And if we have perhaps deviated from this purpose, it is about time that, you know what, reminder helps a believer.
Yes.
فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, the message is clear, that the reminder, it is beneficial for the believer.
Subhanallah.
Let's say, for example, one is oblivious of performing 5 times salah, and through neki ki dawat, alhamdulillah, call to righteousness, the beautiful concept our Dawat Islami has given
Mashallah.
Us. This great concept that comes from the Quran to remind one another. And we remind our brothers that, you know what, we have been distant from the masjid. Let's inshallah connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our presence in the masjid for 5 times salah.
Subhanallah.
And this is one sure way of, you know, yes, establishing that connection with Allah Almighty. And yes, there may be obstacles, Sayyidi, on the way.
Ji.
Like sins, they are always an obstacle. The most destructive thing in regards to, you know, disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sinning. Every sin that is committed leaves a dark spot on a person's heart. And if we carry on sinning one after the other, then this vicious cycle of committing sins, it can make the entire heart dark.
Allah.
Because with each and every sin, there is a spot that is placed on top of the heart.
Right.
And if we carry on sinning, then those spots will make a blob, and then ultimately they will end up covering the whole heart. And the heart of sinners subsequently turns sick, meaning they are spiritually sick and loses the privilege of having a strong connection with Allah.
Allahu Akbar.
The only remedy to make our heart healthy once again, to cleanse it once again in this case, is to repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and quit the sins at once. And make sincere repentance. And this hadith, which inshallah we'll mention, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that verily, when a bondman commits a sin, a black spot appears on his heart. If he quits the sin, seeks forgiveness and repents, then his heart will be polished. If he returns to the sin, the blackness will be increased until it covers his heart. It is the covering that Allah has mentioned. No, but on their hearts is a covering because of what they have earned.
Allah.
Sayyidi, if we were to understand it in very simple terms,
right,
that, you know, we want to establish a strong connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
And in worldly terms, let's say, you know, sometimes because we own cars, we drive, and sometimes you need to change your battery.
Right.
Sometimes you'll put your key in the ignition and the car is not starting, then you tend to wonder why there's no power running through to the ignition, sparking the plugs and so on. And you look for connections, any faulty connection. Sometimes there is a residue that builds up on the battery's connection.
Right.
You know, the terminal, battery's terminal, okay, and the negative and the positive, some substances, they build up and they block that connection between the terminal and the connection to the starter. And this is what the sins do, you know. They cover our hearts and block that connection that we're supposed to have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In order to remove it, what do? We scrape it off, we cleanse it. And tawbah, it plays the same role, cleansing our hearts so we can connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's why, Munasab, it's so important that when a person sins, right, and sometimes a person gets attacked by the whispers of shaitan, and those whispers can be like, you know what, don't go seek tawbah. It will actually drown him more into sins. But a person, even in that circumstances, should not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Definitely. Never mind how many sins they commit, but they must always turn back to Allah. We must always turn back to Allah and repent after each sin that we commit. This is also a very beautiful way of purifying one's heart and removing the blackness from it.
Inshallah, Azzajal, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us from the darkness of sins and give us tawfiq to repent in His court and make sincere tawbah. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil, Ameen. Dear viewers, Alhamdulillah, we have a beautiful kalam today, mashallah.
Mashallah.
And that kalam is my favorite, Alhamdulillah. As-salam, Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi,
Ya
As-salam. And this is recited by our brother Sabtar Attari, Salamul Bari, and it is composed by none other than a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Mufti Azim Mahin rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And just after the kalam, there is also a nasiha for our brothers out there. Applying fragrance is a sunnah. By our brother Saif Attari, inshallah azza wa jalla, let's go listen to this kalam and the nasiha, and we'll be back shortly. So stay tuned with Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
As-salam ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, ya Nabi, as-salam. As-salam ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, ya Nabi, as-salam. रब के प्यारे राज दुलारे तुम हो हमारे हम हैं तुम्हारे रब के प्यारे राज दुलारे तुम हो हमारे हम हैं तुम्हारे ऐ दामाने रहमत वाले तुम पर लाखों सलाम अस्सलाम या नबी अस्सलाम या नबी अस्सलाम या नबी या नबी अस्सलाम अस्सलाम या नबी अस्सलाम या नबी या नबी अस्सलाम दे दिए तुमको अपने खजाने रब्बे इज्जत रब्बे उलाने दे दिए तुमको अपने खजाने रब्बे इज्जत रब्बे उलाने दोनों जहां की नेमत वाले तुम पर लाखों सलाम अस्सलामु अलैक Mustafa, Mustafa, Mamba'u lissafa, Sayyidul Anbiya, Mish'alun fil wafa, Mustafiyat fihi, Lizyatha madifa. Mustafa, Mustafa, Mamba'u lissafa, Sayyidul Anbiya, مشعل في الوفا كان في يطفيه لليتامى دفا حن قلبي له فضى شوقا إلي ليس أرجو سوى شربة من يدي الصلاة علي والسلام علي للسماء تقى فأتى بالنقى وغدا وجهه نيرا مشرقا وغدا وجهه نيرا مشرقا عرش علا پر رب نے بلایا اپنا جلوہ خاص دکھایا ہے سفارا سب حور و ملک اور غلمہ خلد سجاتے گئے ایک دھوم گئے عرش اعظم پر مہمان خدا کے آتے ہیں عرش علا پر رب نے بلایا اپنا جلوہ خاص دکھایا خلوت والے جلوت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام قمرون 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 سیدنا النبی قمرون وجمیل سیدنا النبی وجمیل وكف المصطفى كالورد نادي الله الله وعطرها يبقى إذا مست أيادي الله الله وكف المصطفى كالورد نادي الله الله وعطرها يبقى إذا مست أيادي الله الله وأمن بالغا كل العباد وأمن بالغا كل العباد وأمن بالغا كل العباد حبيب الله يا خير البرايا قمرون 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 سيدنا النبي قمرون وجمیل سیدنا النبی وجمیل بو جہل لئی کلمہ پڑھتا دیکھا ہی نہیں اس نے شاہا سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا گر ہو نبی بتلاؤ ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا گر ہو نبی بتلاؤ ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا آقا کا فرمان ہوا اور فضل رحمان ہوا مٹھی سے کنکر بولا لا الہ الا اللہ حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ بو جہل لئی کلمہ پڑھتا دیکھا ہی نہیں اس نے شاہا پردوں والی صورت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام مولایا صلی وسلم دائماً ابداً على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي صلي علي يا ربي سلم علي يا ربي صلي علي صلوات الله علي مولايا صلي وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم خواب میں اپنا جلوہ دکھاؤ نوری کو تم نوری بناؤ خواب میں اپنا جلوہ دکھاؤ نوری کو تم نوری بناؤ اے چمکیلی رنگت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام
السلام علیکہ یا رسول اللہ السلام علیکہ یا حبیبی یا نبی اللہ السلام علیکہ یا رسول اللہ السلام علیکہ یا حبیبی یا نبی اللہ
رقت عيناي شوقا ولطيبة ذرفت عشقا فأتيت إلى حبيبي فاهدأ يا قلب ورفقا صلي على محمد
السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي الله السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي الله يا رسول الله
أنت نور الله فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا لك قدرا يا ختام الأنبياء أيها المختار فينا زادنا الحب حنينا جئتنا بالخير دينا يا ختام المرسلين يا حبيبي يا رسول الله يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك.
Our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam liked fragrance very much. So he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would remain fragrant all the time. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would use fragrance a lot. So that his followers would also use fragrance with the intention of acting upon the sunnah. Otherwise there is no doubt that the blessed body of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was itself naturally fragrant. And the blessed sweat of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was itself the best fragrance in the universe. Sayyidina Jabir bin Samura radiallahu ta'ala an said that once the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam gently moved his luminous hand on my face, I found it cool and like such a fragrant breeze which comes from the fragrance box of a fragrance seller. My dear viewers, it is stated in Shama'ile Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam liked nice and excellent fragrance very much, and he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam disliked the unpleasant smell. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would always use nice fragrance and instruct people to do the same. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala an said, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had a special kind of fragrance which he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to apply. It was the blessed habit of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, that he sallallahu alayhi wasallam would apply musk to his blessed hair of the head and the beard. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha said, I used to apply such excellent fragrance to the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam that its glisten would be observed on his blessed head and beard. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Welcome back, dear viewers, subhanallah. You've been listening to the beautiful kalam, As-salam ya Nabi, and then after that, the beautiful nasiha as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to make amal on it. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. We were discussing the concept of making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this regard, we have mentioned one way of making the zikr of Allah is to form a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if this connection, if there is some obstacle in the way, such as sins, then inshallah, tawbah is the key to unlock and remove that obstacle from our path, inshallah, and form a better connection and bond with our Creator, Allah Azza wa Jal. Aspect that can help us to form a better bond with our Creator is performing the obligatory actions. You know, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to do something, we must obey and go and do that. And if He has forbidden us from something, then we must refrain from that. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, by doing this, we can make this bond stronger. The effective factor to strengthen the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to act upon every fard action, every wajib, meaning the obligatory actions, like 5 times salah, fasting in the month of Ramadan, zakat, whoever zakat is fard upon. This hadith is enough to understand the significance of salah in a Muslim's life. And the hadith is, say, if there were a river at the door of one of you in which he takes a bath 5 times a day, would any dirt remain on him? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the Sahaba this question, that if there is a river, flowing at your doorstep, and if you bath 5 times a day in that river, would any dirt remain on you? The Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, no dirt would be left on him. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, that is the 5 obligatory salah, meaning that is the 5 salat and prayers. And Allah Azza wa Jal obliterates all sins as a result of performing those 5 times salah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Subhanallah.
This is a beautiful way of making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because salah is the most supreme form of worship. The zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, the remembrance of Allah, is one of those actions which are the most effective in this regard. And why not when it bears witness to our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Whom do you remember the most? The one whom you love the most, yes. Subhanallah. An Arabic proverb, it says that man ahabba shay'an akthara dhikrahu.
Subhanallah.
You remember the most which you love the most. And indeed, a Muslim's love for Allah Azza wa Jal is more than anything else. And it is mentioned in Hadith al-Qudsi, where Allah Azza wa Jal says that I am companion to the one who remembers me. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal becomes your companion if you remember him. Subhanallah. Allah always remembers us.
Subhanallah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not ever forget about us. But we are the ones who forget. So we are the ones who need to remember. And Allah Azza wa Jal says in the glorious Quran, He teaches us how He wants us to remember Him. He says, Fadhkuruni azkurkum. You remember me and I will mention you. Subhanallah. He will publicize about us to His angels. If we are making the zikr of Allah in the light of hadith in a group, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions our name, mentions us in a gathering that is better than ours, meaning in the gathering of the angels.
Also, Munasab, the Holy Quran teaches us that, you know, verily in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hearts find peace and tranquility. I mean, who doesn't want peace and tranquility nowadays? You know, someone who's going through, say for instance, depression, or going through anxiety, going through stress, etc. You know, a beautiful way of removing all of that is by the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because, you know, Munasab, how many people that are going through depression, that are going through stress, anxiety, can't get sleep at night, how many of them are on prescribed medication? And those medications, they actually have a long-term side effect, which is very detrimental to one's mental well-being. That is why, you know, in order to avoid all of that, one should wholeheartedly, sincerely do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because by doing that, one's depression, one's stress, one's anxiety, all of that will go away.
Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, subhanallah. This dhikr is a cure, in fact, to so many mental illnesses that, you know, if your heart is not at peace and if you are troubled by anything, just connect yourself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has all the keys to all our problems.
Subhanallah.
To unlock them, to remove them, and provide it with a solution. Alhamdulillah. And if our heart is not at peace, then dhikr is the sure way to regain that peace.
Yes, absolutely.
Imagine what happens when a person goes, when you enter the masjid. This is the place where the dhikr of Allah is made most often.
Right.
If you just enter the masjid, you will feel that this immense peace.
Yes.
Immediately. You feel like you have come to such a beautiful place, subhanAllah.
Where you are, you know, disconnected from the world at that time.
Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the best of places on the entire surface of this earth is the masjids.
SubhanAllah.
And the worst of places is the marketplaces, where shaitan is there, he's present, holding his flag, he's waving his flag in the marketplaces. Whereas in the home, in the house of Allah subhanallah, it is the house where we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now it is up to us how much we want to be in the company of Allah azza wa jal, because we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the companion to the one who remembers him. And it is up to us how much we want to be in the company of Allah.
Yes.
The more you want to be in the company of Allah, you will associate yourself to the places, to the ways of making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more we remember him, the more blessings of his company we would gain. As simple as that, Sayyidi. And keeping good company is also another way of being reminded of the zikr of Allah.
Yes. That certainly, you know, it has an impact on an individual. Yes. You know, no one can say that if I'm in the company of those who are bad, then I won't get affected by it, or it won't rub off, you know, of me. No, that is, you know, incorrect, because if someone is good and they are in bad company, then obviously sooner or later that person will also, you know, end up being bad because of his company.
You can't defy human nature.
Absolutely.
Sayyidi, right? Human nature, that if you touch the fire, it would burn you.
Right.
You go and try it just to be proven wrong, right? So why try?
Yeah.
Exactly. So this is the fact that we take the effect of the company that we join. Our pious predecessors, they have mentioned that company has an effect. SubhanAllah, it is so true. And if we want to adopt the company of the pious, it will make us pious. As Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says, Suhbati salih tura salih kunad, suhbati talih tura talih kunad. Meaning, keeping the company of the pious makes you pious, and keeping the company of the wicked makes you wicked. Another habit to be adopted in order to strengthen our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to keep good company. Every wise man is well aware of the influence of the company we keep. Many innocent children turned into criminals just because of sitting in the company of murderers, thieves, drug addicts. And that is the result we're going to get. The son of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, he sat in the company of the kuffar, the polytheists, the disbelievers. And in return, he became a hypocrite. Allahu Akbar. Whereas a dog of Ashabi Kahf,
Subhanallah.
He was granted, subhanallah, the membership of paradise just by being in the company of the beloved servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaykh Sadi rahmatullahi ta'ala makes a beautiful comparison. He says, Pesare Nuh Babada Nashist Khandani Nubuwa Tashkum Shud Sage Ashabi Kahf Rose Chand Pay Neka Girift Mardum Shud. Meaning, the son of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, he, you know, sat in the company of the wicked people and he lost the legacy of prophethood.
Allah.
On the other hand, Sage Ashabi Kahf, the dog of Ashabi Kahf, he sat at their feet for a few days. He spent there in their company and he became a man to be entered into paradise.
Subhanallah.
And this is, mashallah, this is the result when we associate ourselves with those people that are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because how they got close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By remembering Him.
Absolutely.
By making His zikr. And if we are in their company, it will rub off. And we'll also make a zikr more often than we already do.
And together with that, Masab, you know, bad company is negative.
Yes.
And good company is positive. I mean, no one's negative in their life. Everyone's positivity. Everyone wants to see the light. And to see the light, to be positive, you have to be with good company, because good company is positivity.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. See, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is of such an effective medium, way to strengthen our bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in one gathering, he was telling Sahaba about the importance. What is the importance of making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Let's hear it from the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Sahl bin Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports from his father that a gathering overseen by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took place. The honorable companions alayhim ridwan were also present, and one of them asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who possesses most virtue from those who perform jihad? And the answer was, Aktharuhum lillahi dhikra. That those of you who remember Allah in abundance, subhanallah. The companion radiallahu ta'ala asked another question, that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who's the most superior from those who fast? For example, if 100 people fasted, and who would hold the most virtues amongst the 100 people that fasted? Because all of them fasted. So how would you determine that who's the most virtuous of all those 100 people?
Allah.
And the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied to that question as well by saying, Aktharuhum lillahi dhikra.
Subhanallah.
That those of you who remember Allah in abundance, subhanallah, the most. And then everyone was fasting whilst bearing hunger and thirst. They all did the same. Yet he who remembers Allah Azza wa Jal the most is the greatest from amongst them. Subhanallah. And Sayyidina Sahl bin Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu continues to explain that, you know, there is more. Subhanallah. The companion radiallahu ta'ala anhu continued to ask similar questions. That, for example, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the most virtuous of those who pray, meaning who offer salah? And who's the most virtuous from those who give zakat? He asked about every form of worship, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the same answer every time.
Allah.
And the answer was, Aktharuhum lillahi zikra. That those of you who remember Allah in abundance. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah, he then turned to Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and declared that, O Umar, it seems like only those who remember Allah are privy to every form of good.
Subhanallah.
And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Yes, O Abu Bakr, this is indeed the case. Those who remember Allah and make zikr of Him in abundance attain every form of good. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Those who perform good deeds are blessed. But the greatest from amongst them are those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alongside the virtuous deeds that they do. And if we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and perform good deeds, then we'll be successful in accumulating immense reward.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
I mean, knowing the benefits, the importance of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, of all those people who perform jihad, who read salah, who keep fast, who give zakat, who pray salah, You know, amongst them all, the most virtuous is the one who remembers Allah the most.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
So this is the importance. And on the other hand, we see ourselves negligent of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidi, what really causes one to become heedless or become oblivious of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You know, cause and effect. We are living in the world of cause and effect.
Yes.
And everything that happens, there is a cause for that. You know, like for example, if one has a disease, there is a cause for that, right? And inshallah, this is a spiritual disease of not remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this, we need to take care of it by finding, proper diagnostics that, you know what, if we do this, then this causes laziness in making the dhikr. Mm-hmm. Inshallah, what are some of those things, Sayyidi, that we can really examine and find in our life, introspect and remove those obstacles that comes in the path of Allah's remembrance?
First of all, Munasab, you know, there is no one out there that can say, I don't have time to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Definitely.
You know, everyone has an equal amount of time, and that is 24 hours. Definitely everyone has the time to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, let's say someone is stuck in traffic, right? And in that time, what a person normally does, be just chilling, looking out the window, and not doing anything, you know? But if in that time, a person utilizes that time and does the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, imagine how much of blessings and virtues that person will be having.
You mean by making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that makes you habitual?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
For example, any free moment you have, any window you have,
absolutely,
you want to fill it with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Absolutely. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now, one of the causes of a person not remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are many causes, but one of them are a person having love for the world in his heart.
Allah.
Because this actually makes one oblivious of his purpose in this world and in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because love is something that it makes you blind. You can't see anything else besides that which you love. So if a person has love for this world, drowned and absorbed in the love for this world, then how would it be possible for him to do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because love for the world, love of this world, entered into his heart and keeps him so busy that he says, I do not have the time.
Allah.
I can't find the time. This is something that we should avoid and not have love for this world. And if this obstacle is removed, then one will definitely feel the coolness of making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allahu Akbar. And Sayyidi, there is also the beautiful narration that the dwellers of paradise, will they have any regrets? And this is mentioned in the narration that the only regret that the people of paradise will have, that they will regret each and every moment which they spent without making the dhikr of Allah.
Allah, Allah, Allah. Yet
that
being
will be
in Jannah.
Their biggest regret.
Allah,
yes.
Allah,
Allah. Subhanallah. So Sayyidi, what are the other causes that keeps us away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Inshallah, so we can diagnose it better and try to overcome those causes, those obstacles that can cloud our judgment, that can cloud our path. Right. In order to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Another cause, Munasab, can be one being habitual of wasting time. You know, there is free time, there is one, if one has to have free time, the time is there, and at times we see that a person usually doesn't want to do anything, just lays around or do those actions that are futile and that are useless, that brings about no benefit whatsoever. So if a person has free time or gets free time, the question would be, what should one do in that free time? And there are so many good actions that a person can do in their free time. For example, serving one's parents.
Subhanallah.
Serving one's parents is a means of one gaining success in this world as well as in the hereafter. Another act a person can do is recite the Holy Quran. If not one para, then at least one quarter. If not that, then one page at least. Recite, you know, the Holy Quran. Recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, visiting one's family members to keep that connection. You know, sila rahmah, to keep that connection. That is also a virtuous act. So there are so many things to do. It's just that a person has to know and remind himself of his purpose in this world.
Sayyidi, mashallah, time. The one who wastes their time by doing useless stuff.
Yeah.
We can utilize the same time to invest it in the akhirah.
Absolutely.
Inshallah. So make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by utilizing that free time that we have. And this is something we have been commanded in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, value five before five. Mm-hmm. And he says, value your leisure time, free time, before you get busy, before occupation. And mashallah, this is a beautiful way of utilizing our time. Mm-hmm. And time is that double-edged sword.
Yeah.
That, you know, if you waste your time, time will waste you. Mm-hmm. Tit for tat.
Yeah.
And we need to remember that. Inshallah, Azzawajal, as you have mentioned, with that free time, recite the Holy Quran. You don't have to be a Hafizul Quran, recite the Holy Quran. I mean, there are so many surahs we all, alhamdulillah, know. That's how we are able to make our salah. You know, Surah Fatiha is wajib in every rakat.
Right.
Subhanallah. And we all, every Muslim at least knows Surah Fatiha.
Absolutely.
And we all know small surahs, you know, that we find it easy to learn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us in the glorious Quran. You know, read what is easy from the Quran. So most of us maybe have learned Surah Ikhlas, Surah Kawthar, and these short surahs of the Holy Quran that are very easy to remember. And mashallah, let's say for example, somebody, they're not Hafizul Quran.
Right. If
the same surah that you know, you can recite it repeatedly. There is no harm in that. Allahu Akbar. Such as Surah Ikhlas. And this is the Surah Sayyidi, alhamdulillah, that is one third of the Holy Quran.
Yeah.
Therefore, when we are making Khatm, you know, Khatmul Quran, and if we don't have ample time to recite the entire Quran, three times we recite Surah Ikhlas.
Yes.
And that
yes.
will be equivalent to reciting, getting the virtues of reciting the whole Quran.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. And that is Surah Al-Ikhlas. And many other surahs, alhamdulillah. So these are some of the ways of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making his zikr. What a beautiful way. Sayyidi, perhaps, you know, when one is engrossed in the world, as you have mentioned, that can also become an obstacle. And at times, there's so much of good to do, but we'll find the most obnoxious thing to do in that time. Like, for example, engaging in backbiting, slandering others, talking about somebody else that is totally unrelated to our life.
Finding faults in others.
Yes. Or just engaging in futile conversation, useless conversations.
Right.
So Allah's zikr is much better than all of this.
Absolutely.
Allahu Akbar. Why talk about someone else when we can talk about your Creator? Subhanallah. And in this way, we can gain virtues instead of, you know, gaining more and more and bombarding ourselves with more and more sins.
Yes.
As if there's not enough sins already.
Allah
Akbar. And this is a serious issue that we, most of us have. Inshallah, Azzawajal, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us conscious and aware of our whereabout and how we spend our life in heedlessness. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make each second count.
Ameen.
You know, like how when you clock in at work, you're counting your each minute, each second. And then when you're getting your salary, then your performance is checked. Whether you clocked in, whether you came every day, your attendance and everything. All of this plays a crucial role. And if you haven't done your hours, then there's cut in your salaries. And maybe some people are even fired on the basis of that.
Yeah.
And look at it in this way, that we are sent here to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to worship
Allah,
Him.
Allah.
And each and every moment that we are not fulfilling that purpose, and we are not getting back that reward for making that ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are cutting ourselves short.
Yeah.
It is of no harm to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are harming ourselves. Our own akhirah we are destroying by being oblivious of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ibadat of our Rabb Azza wa Jal.
And you know, Munasab, this a person committing sins, right? This is also one of the obstacles in remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where a person is habitual of committing sins but lazy to do good deeds, does not rush to do good deeds. And if a person is in this circumstances, then you know it is also an obstacle in the way of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a person, you know, should run towards good deeds, because we have to live in this world, not for the world. We need to live in this world for the hereafter. We need to harvest here, we need to cultivate here as much as we can, so that our hereafter, our akhirah can also be good.
Can be fruitful.
Yes, inshallah.
Subhanallah, inshallah, azza wa jalla. But we have to plant the seed first.
Absolutely.
And irrigate the farming and, you know, nurture it, and let it grow and work in our favor, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Definitely. Allah azza wa jalla states regarding the importance of zikrullah, meaning remembering Him. And He says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu zikrullaha zikran kathira. O believers, remember Allah abundantly. Subhanallah. Remember Allah in abundance such that people call you insane.
Allahu Akbar.
Yes. You know, when love reaches its peak, it makes you lose your senses.
You don't care about anyone else.
Yes. You don't worry about anyone.
Yeah.
You just do what is required. What is the requirement of that love? You would leave everything and run towards the beloved. Subhanallah.
Allah.
And in this case, people call you and say, have you gone mad? Yes, I'm gone mad in the zikr of Allah.
Allah.
Well, you can be proud of that, inshallah.
Subhanallah.
And this is the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, Sayyidi, sometimes, you know, when we are making zikr, in South Africa, we see it often that we are gathered here together, you know, to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bayan is given, Naat Sharif is recited, Hamd is recited. But when we get to making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can focus ourselves that, you know, in that state when we are making, chanting the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we go in a state of ecstasy in doing that. We don't care how we are looking at that time. We just engrossed in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing exists at the time you close your eyes and you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You make His zikr.
Allah.
You chant His name. You recite kalima tayyiba, subhanallah. And this is how we can inculcate love for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. Because if we, the more often we make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actively, passively also will become accustomed to making the zikr of Allah. What you do actively, and the more often you do something actively, passively you tend to do more of it. Because that is like your default state.
Right.
Becomes your default
automatically
state.
Automatically you just go there.
Yes, alhamdulillah. So if we are habitual of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every state, then yes, if we find a little window, our mind will, you know, go to state, subhanAllah, default. By default, we'll remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll say something that will remind us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or when we look at something, mashallah, immediately it will just involuntarily will come out of your tongue. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, these kind of things, mashallah. So yes, these are various different ways of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep you, me, and Sayyid Sahab, and all of us, subhanallah, the entire ummah engrossed in the divine remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. Bijahi nabil amin, inshallah. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib,
sallallahu
ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.